With Hashem's loving grace, welcome to Amuna Beams with your host Laser Brody. Today's podcast is entitled The Shipwreck. The Ben Ish Chai tells a story about two Jewish merchants from Turkey who were aboard a ship in the Mediterranean. A terrible storm hit the ship at sea and wrecked it. The ship's crew scrambled to their lifeboats, but the two Jews, Reuven and Shimon, they were left behind. So they had no other choice. They jumped overboard, and the raging waves were a concealed blessing that threw them to the shore of Spain after a horrific ordeal at sea. This was only a few months after the infamous Spanish Inquisition took place. Spain in 1943 was not exactly a friendly place for a Jew. If they'd be caught, they'd either be faced with the choice of death or forced conversion, heaven forbid. When they decided, it would be safer to split up. So Reuven and Shimon each sought refuge on his own. Several weeks later, they found a ship that would take them back to their home in Turkey. When they met at the port, after not having seen each other in almost a month, and they tearfully embraced one another and exchanged stories. While praising Hashem with every other word, Reuven told Shimon about the wonderful hospitality he enjoyed. Amazingly, his host was a vegetarian. There was no meat or poultry in the home, let alone pork. The host ate grains, fish, and vegetables, and there was no shellfish in the host's household either. Well, the day Reuven left, he profusely thanked his host for the wonderful hospitality. And the host replied in a whisper, "You're welcome, my brother. I noticed how you washed your hands before breaking bread and after visiting the restroom, and I see the light in your eyes. I know you're Jewish. I am too. I'm a Murano, an underground Jew. Outside the home, I act like a Catholic, but inside the home, we preserve our Judaism. There's nothing in my home that's not kosher, so I'm glad that I was able to host you." Well, Shimon wasn't so fortunate. His host was a devout Catholic who loved pork. A day after starving, Shimon broke down and ate everything that was on his plate. Sure, Shimon was allowed to do so according to halacha, but he wondered why his friend Reuven was so lucky in meriting a host with a kosher kitchen. When they landed in Istanbul, Shimon made a beeline to the rabbi of his community and told the rabbi the whole story about the shipwreck and the ordeal in Spain. And he asked the rabbi, how come Reuven was so fortunate and he wasn't? Well, the rabbi asked Shimon, "Tell me something. Did you ever eat anything unkosher?" Well, Shimon thought for a while and he responded, "Yes, Rabbi, I did. Once I was on a business trip and I hadn't eaten in a long time, and I walked past a non-kosher restaurant and I couldn't resist the tempting aromas. So I went inside and I ate a whole meal, nothing of which was kosher." "Ah, that's it," said the rabbi. "There's no fire without smoke. Your friend Reuven has tremendous fear of sin. So he's so careful on his own accord. So Hashem came to his help and protected him from eating things that aren't kosher. You're less careful, so you didn't merit the same level of protection." Well, this, from the Ben Ish Chai's parable, we learn that whenever we ask for divine assistance, we first have to do everything we possibly can in making our own best effort. A university student can't watch television all night and then ask Hashem to help him pass the exam next day. And a person can't get out of bed at midday and then ask Hashem for an ample livelihood. Where there's no effort on a person's part, he or she cannot expect a divine assistance. By the same token, when we realize just how important the Passover holiday is for a healthy soul, and we do everything to get rid of the chametz out of our domain, Hashem surely helps us. And our sages promise, whoever's careful in keeping the laws of Passover will merit divine assistance all year long. Don't forget that our sages refer to the evil inclination as chametz as well. A house free of chametz corresponds to a soul free of the evil inclination, and that's true freedom. So may you enjoy easy holiday preparations and a happy and wonderfully kosher Passover. Amen.